I'd like to read two or three poems from a brand new manuscript called Not Such a Bad Place to Be. The first poem called Corn. It's a drought poem. I've been writing drought poems by the scores lately. What I had in mind here was a small farm, not your large spread that's irrigated and run by a rather well-to-do farmer, but the small farm. Corn. The corn cannot be patient forever. If the clouds do not gather, if the rain does not reach down to the raw and tender root, the corn will die. The stand that it takes in early summer is mostly bluff, a good green show for the customer. But later, if the clouds do not send moisture deep into the raw and tender whiskers of the roots, the corn will die. The corn will die. We repeat ourselves, remembering all the time that those we most admire repeated themselves. Under work shirts, our bellies heave inevitably with precedent. Yes, surely, the corn will die. Unless the clouds gather and the rain reaches down to the raw and tender root, the corn will die. The corn will die. Saying it, we say, might help to blunt that final barb should the corn, in fact, die. Because we are those who cannot live by guile or rich improvisation. We must have our water straight down from whatever it is the dumb dependent call the heavens. Or the corn will die. And so it is that our necks stiffen, our mouths suck at seaweed with the carp. Beyond the window, encircled by wire, the corn, as if draining, changes its color. There are too many hours in the day, and unless the clouds gather and the rain reaches down to the raw and tender root, too many dog days in the year. Sounds like we might have a country boy there, or at least somebody who spent some time in the cornfields.